Because here's the thing about goal setting. The moment we set a goal, we notice, oh shoot, I'm not there yet. And then we get low vibe and we get stuck in the hustle. But what if the magic was actually the energy that you're putting out?
Welcome to Money Skills for Therapists, the podcast that helps therapists and health practitioners in private practice go from money confusion and shame to calm, clarity, and confidence with their finances. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by numbers or avoided looking at your business money, you're in the right place. I'm Lindsay Bonham, therapist turned money coach and creator of Money Skills for Therapists. Before we jump in, check out my free on-demand masterclass. You'll find the link in the show notes or at moneynutsandbolts.com under masterclass. It's the best first step to finally feeling empowered with money in your private practice. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're doing something a little bit different, something we've only done once before, which is an episode exchange. Today's episode of the Money Skills for Therapists podcast is actually a full episode from Nicole McCants, her Business Savvy Therapist podcast. This episode from Nicole is like a little kind of snack to hold you over before we get back to our new season of Money Skills for Therapists. Our new podcast season is starting in September, so know that that's coming in just a couple weeks. Nicole McCants is so big in the group practice space because her way of thinking about growing groups is so clear. She's so good at taking you from A to B. You will hear listening to this episode that Nicole is a very clear thinker, very clear speaker. And I find that a lot of folks who work with me in Money Skills for Group Practice Owners also work with Nicole either before or after taking my course, because the pieces that we teach around group practice are complementary but don't really overlap. So on today's episode, Nicole is going to talk about the hidden ingredient to wealth. She's going to talk about energy and attitude and the importance of your energy and attitude as you are growing a group practice, which is hard. Let's be real. So many things in life are challenging and hard. And I know that if you are like me, challenging hardness can sometimes feel like a lot. Developing those attitudes and ways of thinking about business that allow you to stay resilient and positive and clear and focused are a really important component of being successful in your practice, especially group practice, where there are so many ups and downs and challenges. You know, every day is like new level, new devil in a group practice. So Nicole is going to talk about the importance of your daily energy and mindset, how optimism can create opportunities that allow you to train yourself to like notice success, you know, make those decisions that are going to be the right decisions for you. She talks about practical ways to stay high vibe, how to stay positive, even when life is stressful, and how learning to enjoy the process is so important to making scaling easier and more fulfilling. I see so many folks struggling with, you know, being here and wanting to be there, and that pain between here and there can be so great when we're just focusing on the gap. But when we can learn to enjoy the process of business, the process of building, every day can actually be enjoyable in our businesses, even when we're not exactly where we want to be. So many helpful pieces here that Nicole digs into today. Here is Nicole McCants with her podcast, The Business Savvy Therapist, episode 103, The Hidden Ingredient to Wealth.
Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. I'm so thrilled that you are here. Today, we're going to be talking about the hidden ingredient to wealth and whether you have it. But here's the thing, you do have it. You're a magnificent being that can have anything in this life as long as you're willing to work for it. And this is actually in your control. Okay, so really exciting. I believed at a young age, I've talked about this in previous episodes, that, and this applies to you, that we are no different than Oprah, than Mother Teresa, than anyone that you look up to. You're no different. Like, we all have a soul. We were all born, birthed into this life for a reason. Isn't that so exciting that it's just about, okay, I just need to know the ingredient and double down on that, and I can truly create the life of my dreams. So before I share the ingredient that I know you have and you're going to love this episode, I first want to share a review. Thank you, Anu. Thank you. You made my whole day. Here's the thing. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself. I know a lot of people listen to this podcast and I love that, but really I'm just hanging out in a room by myself. Even though when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you, you know? But I will say when you leave reviews, I'm like, oh, hello, there you are. I'm not just talking to the abyss. So Anu, thank you for your review. I'm going to read it. Anu writes, the way my practice is transforming is absolutely amazing. You're going to relate to this, so listen up. The Business Savvy Therapist podcast offers practical advice on what to do in a simple and understandable way for someone like me who knew nothing about running a business. Do you relate to that? I sure did. If you don't know what to do, Nicole will tell you what to do. But more than that, it gives me the confidence to take sensible but sizable risks that have really paid off, especially in episodes where she discusses money mindset. So many light bulb moments for me. I never saw, and here's the piece that I think you'll relate to as well. I never saw myself as a business person. Do you relate to that? My God, we chose to be therapists, not business people, but here we are because we know we're meant for more. I never saw myself as a business person before, but here I am, the proud owner of Anu group practice. So proud of you, Anu. If you want to grow from solo to group practice quickly, I don't think you'll find a better podcast out there. My heart is beaming. Honestly, I read this and it brought tears to my eyes. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to dedicate this episode to you. This episode is dedicated to you, Anu. And we're going to talk about money because you had an aha moment or multiple. And so there's more to come. And for you listening, driving your car, share your aha moments. I know a lot of us hang out over at Instagram. Thank you so much for chatting with me over there. I know my team is sometimes chatting with you over there as well. If you have the aha moments, this is a conversation. Tell me, and I'll actually talk more about it just for you, okay? For sure. Like I literally will do a podcast and I'll even dedicate it to you. So do you want to know? Don't you love when I say this? Do you want to know the hidden ingredient to wealth? Here it is. It is your energy. Just hear me out. It is your energy. What energy are you bringing every day to your practice, to your group practice? Are you showing up? And here's the thing, it is hard work. So are you showing up with a certain energy? So I'm going to share right now in my life, we are buying a house. I'm so excited. We live in Toronto. We live in Long Branch, if you know Toronto. And we're moving, fingers crossed, to Oakville. Now, there is a certain house, like a dream house that I'm attracting right now. And here's the thing. There's a lot that has to happen. We have to sell our house. We have to get a mortgage approval. We have to get our kids. They go to private school, so they have to get into that school there. So much has to happen. Do you feel that in your group practice that you want this thing, but 10 other things have to line up perfectly? I've been telling myself, every single day that I wake up, and you need to hear this too, I tell myself, okay, Nicole, the one thing in your control right now is staying high vibe. That needs to be your background music right now. I'll tell myself, okay, Nicole, there's so much out of your control right now, and you want to make this one thing happen. Stay high vibe. Just stay high vibration. Just stay high vibe, because here is the thing. You know those people who have the Midas touch? Do you have a friend, or maybe it's you? I know I've lived my life like this, where everything just works out for them always. It always is in their best interest. Like growing up, I met my best friend in psychology class. Her name's Tina. She's actually our mindset coach. She's amazing and brilliant and everyone loves her. And like her coaching is packed every week. Every other week she does a mindset coaching. She is the most optimistic person that I know. And as a result, guess what happens? We've been friends since undergrad, since we were like 22. I've watched her life for now over 22 years. She would literally get job offers, checks in the mail. Like life reorganized itself to support her because of the positive energy, the optimism that she was constantly putting out. Okay? And now she has a group practice with like 45 people, and she helps my members with their mindset because she's so good at it. I'm the same way. Despite living in a trailer park, despite growing up with addict parents, despite my father passing away at the age of 18, I think part of it is a bit of personality, but I want to share with you today. I want to give you some. Do you want some? I want to give you some of this magic because it is magic. So every day I wake up, and as I'm showering, I literally tell myself, okay, Nicole, so what does high vibe mean? The high vibe means we know that energy flows to where we're focusing, right? There's a saying, it says energy flows to where our attention goes or something like that. I think I got it wrong, but you know what I'm saying. In the morning, especially when I'm showering, because I get quiet time, right? Sometimes my kids even come in in those moments, but like it's as a busy mom, it's the one place where I'm just hanging out by myself. And I will just focus on everything that I'm grateful for. So when I say high vibe, it is being in the energy of gratitude, of authenticity, like just really appreciating what, like your life now. Because here's the thing about goal setting. The moment we set a goal, we notice, oh shoot, I'm not there yet. And then we get low vibe and we get stuck in the hustle. But what if the magic was actually the energy that you're putting out? I promise you, this hidden ingredient, once you begin to do it on the daily, and is it hard? It is. It's easy in the morning. I'm gonna walk you through what to do. But there are moments during the day where it's hard because you're washing the dishes and you're doing the laundry and you're dealing with your kids and they're fighting and you're dealing with all the things. And please don't ever turn on the news. That's definitely low vibe. But it's life smacks us around, doesn't it? Life smacks us around. And so I'm going to give you what I do to stay high vibe. But here's the thing. Once you get the magic, there's going to be someone on Indeed that reads your job posting or lands on your website or sees your Google ad, and there's going to be just something about that ad that feels different, and they pick you. Isn't that so beautiful? I love the analogy of the radio. What is the radio? It's a receiver. Depending on the station that you choose, you're receiving this beautiful energy. What do you want to tune into? What do you want to tap into? Practice that on the daily. And gratitude, we hear all the time, but it truly is like gratitude, focusing on working out. I remember growing my group practice and thinking, oh my God, I have no consults. And I just moved into a really big office and a lot of the rooms are empty. I want you to know I was there. I feel it. I feel exactly where you are. I remember. And then I knew the magic because I knew if I could get out of a trailer park and get into U of T, a really hard school, and just have my life unfold in a certain way, I had to lean into what I knew works. So I literally would be like, okay, tap into what you're grateful for. I've shared this analogy before. I'm going to share it again because we all need the reminder. It is like you're holding an ice cream scoop and you look up to the heavens, whatever you believe, you look up to the universe and you say, more, please, more. I need these rooms full, more, please. But then the universe looks down at your ice cream scoop and oh my gosh, it's dripping all the way down to your elbow and half the scoop is melted on the ground. And the universe looks at you and says, I can't give you more. I literally can't give you more because you're not even appreciating what is happening right now. That's the magic. Right now. Now, I hear you. You're like, Nicole, I'm building a house. This is hard. I'm trying to fill my practice. I'm trying to move into a group practice. I'm trying to fill my group practice. I'm trying to improve the culture, I'm trying to be the best leader. I'm trying to do all these things. And the bricks, Nicole, they're so heavy. And I know, Nicole, you tell me that one day I will have a house that we'll all own for the rest of my life. And then I don't have to work so hard. Maybe it's a fresh coat of paint. Maybe it's new throw pillows, but I won't have to work so hard. But right now, Nicole, my arms are killing me. And so here's what I do, because it's true. We have to work hard to get to our goal. But what if it was a little bit easier based on what we focused on? What if we could just take a deep breath for a moment and just enjoy the process. So here's how, what I actually mean, because sometimes people say that and like, what does that actually mean? You know, I'm super practical. So let's talk about it. Want to hang out live? Come to my free masterclass, How to Build a Seven-Figure Group Practice. I'll teach you my five-step scaling method that got me to 55 therapists in 3 years with toddler twins at home. If you come live, I'll give you a free bonus, my marketing mastery playlist. The link to register is in the show notes. See you there. I find the morning, it has to happen in the morning. The radio analogy, choosing the energy, like you choose your clothes, it really has to happen in the morning. And so to stay high vibe, here's really the answer. It's to enjoy, practice enjoying. And I just find increasing my baseline first thing in the morning. Now, even later in the day, even though you're doing the heavy lifting, can you also infiltrate your day with pleasure? Write that down. When was the last time that you felt pleasure? And that could be a warm cup of tea. That could be turning on your salt lamp, lighting a candle. That could be, my love language is touch. I would, you know, those bean bags, I don't even know what they're called, magic bean bags. You put them in the microwave and you warm them up, like warmth. That could be a hot tub, but sometimes I would just put a warm bean bag on my shoulders. Not during meetings. I mean, honestly, you could. Who cares? Just show up authentically, right? When you show up authentically, that is the best energy because it is who you truly are. And before you know it, you're giving other people on your team to show up who they are. So show up with the beanbag. Who cares, right? But I would wear that. Ugh. Anything that calms your nervous system, because we can't enjoy and be high vibe. This is important. If we're not here, right now, in this moment, what are you doing right now? Are you walking your dog? Are you driving? Can you pause me for a moment and just be there? And then once, I'll do this every morning, and you'll notice things like everything I mentioned will bring you into the moment, right? Warmth, candle, scent, just, and we're so lucky because a lot of us work from home. And what I would do, when I had a big group practice, I would show up every single day because I'm a control freak. I didn't have to be there, but I wanted to be. So 9:30 a.m. every day, I would be there until 3. Looking back, I probably didn't have to work that hard, but I just wanted to be there. So what I did, how do you infuse pleasure when you're at your group practice? Well, a couple of things. I had a yoga mat. I would hide it under my desk, just hide it somewhere, you know, or keep it out, whatever. And I would play solfeggio frequencies. You know how much I love those because it really entrains the brain and brings out those alpha brainwaves. And I would just lay down and I would do some yoga poses, sometimes just child pose. I would breathe into my heart and just feel and be here because life is happening now. Because here's the truth. If we don't learn to enjoy what's happening right now with whatever life looks like, you won't be able to do it when you get your cottage, when you go on that 5-star trip, when you do all those extra things you want to do with your kids. I know you're probably thinking, well, of course I will be able to because life will be easier. I'm not sure that's true. Let me give you an example. They don't listen to this podcast, so I can speak freely. So we have two friends. They're very, very wealthy, okay? So one just built like a $6 million house, this huge mansion from scratch. So can you imagine? Just picture this is your life. You have the money to build your home from scratch. And I'm talking heated floors, like, oh my gosh, this house is a castle. And so we watch this happen. This house is like the most insane house ever. Like it's almost too big, right? They have 3 kids though, so maybe not. Okay, then my husband tells me, it's so interesting, they've been in the house now for maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And I was like, oh, how's it going? How are they, like, are they loving it? And he says, no, they're selling it. And I'm like, why? And he goes, I don't know. They are feeling like it's too big. Oh my gosh. You see, if you can't master the energy of gratitude and relishing in what you have now, I see it again and again, the wealthy, they're not the happiest. We know that. And then that thing comes that you think will make you happy, and it does not. I have another friend, has a massive place in Europe, exact same thing. He's actually building it extra bigger. Why? Because probably when he built, can you imagine a house in Europe? But if there's this book that I'm reading called The Molecule of More, I'm going to put it in the show notes, okay? If you're a member, I'll add it to our book list. If you're so hungry for more, it's not like one day, it's never going to feel like enough. So practice enjoyment. And isn't this amazing? That is the hidden ingredient, not only to wealth. Wealth is not just dollar bills to me. Wealth is abundance, abundance of love, abundance of divinity, abundance of gratitude and health and vitality. That is the wealth we're talking about. And your only job, please hear this, your only job, in addition, I mean, I teach you the tactical things, but your only job, truly, like if I want to get this house in Oakville, my only job right now is to feel good, practice feeling good. Because when we put in an offer, and maybe there's another offer, I believe that high vibe energy, they're just gonna pick me. Because that's the dial that I'm tuned into in this radio station, and that's all I'm getting back. You put it out and you get it back because it's literally who you are. And then your life reorganizes in the way that is magic, magic. For example, the fact that somebody wanted to buy my clinic is a little bit of luck. Like in some ways, let's talk about luck. So they say that luck has to do with opportunity, which makes sense. So the more networking events you go to, or like the more you just get out, leave your house, like put yourself out there, do all the things I tell you to do, call all the family doctors, the more likely that you will run into luck, because luck has to do with opportunity, and opportunity has to do with taking action. So those who take more action are more lucky, okay? Research shows this. And I am a very lucky person because I'm highly optimistic. I believe that partly why somebody said to me, I will give you millions of dollars. Like, does this actually happen in life? That was my thought. Like, is this actually happening to me? And you can walk away from your clinic. I promise you, I will take really good care of your people. I'll give them things you could never do. I will give them pension plans. I will give them benefits. I will give them educational stipends because I have lots of money. This person, the buyer, okay? Or the buyer. I honestly believe is because I know the secret, the energy I was putting out, this optimism. That's honestly why I believe they picked me. And I still remember, I have a cottage in Huntsville, so in Muskoka, which is north of Toronto. I'll never forget the day when it happened, because sadly, us human beings, we're really complex people, creatures. Even though I knew it was going to happen, it was like a year in the making, lawyers, all the things. There was this whisper being like, even though I knew, like I really did know, I could feel that it was already done. But there was this whisper like, oh my God, is this actually going to happen to me? Like, will this be my story? And I remember pulling out of the grocery store in Huntsville and being at the lights. And I looked at my phone and there's an email from the lawyer who helped me sell. And he says, I got the money. Because there was a part of me that was like, are they actually going to pay me? You never know, right? Deals fall apart all the time. Our American accountant specifically said this in our business coaching program. I think she said over 50% of deals fall through. Yeah. So there's always that, right? And I felt in that moment three emotions. One, I burst into tears. Oh my God, it happened. Oh my God. I felt relief. Do you want that? Like, oh my God. And then I felt really proud. I was just bawling all the way to my cottage. It actually worked out well because my family, like Dan and the kids, weren't there yet. So I had a moment to just like, wow, like really relish. And then I felt excited, those three emotions. But it all starts with your sole job is enjoying your life. And my God, isn't that the best news? Because you will only emanate that. And not only that, when you show up to your team meetings, when you show up to supervision, when you show up as a leader, you will increase the vibration of everyone around you. And then before you know it, they just want to be around you. The family doctor wants to refer to you. Like, your website shines. I want you, as we leave this combo and we wrap up, I really want you to think about, because everybody has their own what I call happiness formula. Like, what is it? For me, it's a hot bean bag that I pull on my shoulders. What is it? For me, it's dancing. I love dancing. So I used to be better at this, and I'm bringing it back. Just playing one song during the day and dancing. Who cares if you're in the office? Close the door, lock it if it locks, put on your AirPods and move. Sometimes it's singing. I would release a lot of energy after my trauma sessions where I would crank the music and just bellow off at the top of my lungs. Like, this energy has to be released. If you're feeling any stagnation, resistance, how do you and your exact body let that go? Money is energy. So we know that we are energy, right? We are a frequency. That energy creates matter. We know this. This is physics, quantum physics. It's science. But money is energy. It's constantly flowing. It is currency. It is a current flowing like a current. Where is it going to flow? Do you think it's going to flow to the really negative Nelly that's constantly just focusing on things not working and sitting in fear? Now, here's the thing. Do I still sit in fear? Yes, unfortunately. Fear comes up still for me, but I have certain things that I do during the day that bring me back. Kind of like a pilot. Did you know that when you're on an airplane, 80% of that flight is autopilot? It's kind of crazy. Literally, they do the takeoff, they do the landing, but the majority of the time, and their only job is to catch the drift. That's it. They tell the plane, we're going from New York to California. And their only job during this autopilot is to catch the drift, because there are moments where the plane drifts and they say, oh, no, go back to where you're going. Go back, go back. Stay in alignment. Stay in alignment. You're going to California. You're going to your goal. That's all it is. Of course, like, we're human. You know, we're going to feel the things, the negative things are going to come up because you're outside your comfort zone. That means you're alive. Actually, I would say, because you're afraid, it's telling me that you're living a big life. That's amazing. But catch the drift. And what are the things you have to do to catch the drift? Because that is the key to wealth, not just money, but true wealth. One last thing. We need to remove ourselves from low vibe people. Somebody in coaching said to me, Nicole, I was at a conference. I was chatting with some people that I'm moving into a group practice, and they didn't actually they were kind of negative, Nicole. They were just throwing out all this stuff, and I kind of felt under the gun, and it was a bit like, how did you deal with that? And I said to her, honestly, no different than we tell our clients, if you're an addict or if you want to quit smoking, what do we tell them? The key to success there is don't hang out with other smokers. Don't hang out with other addicts, because they bring you down. Before you know it, you're doing what they're doing. Find new friends. Your network is connected to your net worth. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. That's why I found a business coach with group coaching, because I wanted group coaching. I wanted high vibe people, and it helped me stay high vibe. If you want any of this, you are welcome to join our tribe. You do have to qualify, because I am a little bit picky with who I work with, but there is a link in the show notes to book a practice growth audit. And if we resonate, you're in. You're in. I will welcome you with the biggest open arms and hold your hand through this journey, this high vibe journey, and show you the way. I'm so excited for you, and I'll see you next week.
I hope that you enjoyed Nicole's episode today. Her and I certainly have different energy, and her ability to stay high and positive is something that I know for me is something I've had to work on quite a bit during my business journey. Lots of nuggets today in that episode. So I hope that there's some things that you've taken away from that that I certainly would not be able to offer you in the same kind of way, which is the great thing about having so many skilled therapists now teaching about building private practices and teaching about building group practices. I know back when I was looking for this information, I guess almost 10 years ago now, it didn't exist. And so it's so great now that we have so many different voices in the space, teaching therapists how to get where they want to be with their private practices and with money. And I appreciate Nicole and her contributions to our community in that way. We are going to be back so soon in September with the next season of the Money Skills for Therapists podcast. We are coming into season 13. Our seasons tend to be 12 episodes long, sometimes longer if we do our extra feelings and finances episodes, but this season is going to be a little bit different. There's going to be more solo episodes from me. There's going to be lots of coaching episodes. We are going to be talking about being the breadwinner and being a therapist in private practice. We're going to be talking about ADD and private practice finances. We've got episodes coming on bookkeeping, perimenopause, SEO, coaching episodes about getting out of survival mode, taking time off. We are going to have two different episodes about religion and money. We're going to be talking about faith and money with Whitney Owens, as well as high control religion with Emily Maynard. We are going to have episodes from Megan Meganson, bookkeeping for therapists from Sarah Walls. It's going to be awesome. So join me in September, September 2nd, for our new season of the Money Skills for Therapists podcast. It's going to be great. I'm talking about all the things that have been coming up in the Money Skills for Therapists community, and I'm really excited to share these episodes with you folks. So we will reconnect in September. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Lindsay Bonham, therapist turned money coach and creator of Money Skills for Therapists. If you're ready to go from money confusion and shame to feeling clear and empowered, my free on-demand masterclass is the best place to start. You'll learn my four-step framework to get your private practice finances finally working for you. Register today using the link in the show notes or go to moneynutsandbolts.com under masterclass. I look forward to supporting you.